Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Hi, I'm Nancy Cartwright. You may know me better as the voice of Bart Simpson.
On Simpsons Declassified, we're diving into the mysteries that keep the Simpsons forever young. Have you ever wondered how the Simpsons regularly predicts future events? Who better to ask than the show's creators, performers, and writers? The celebrity guests. Be sure to follow and listen to Simpsons Declassified wherever you get your podcasts.
Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from 1010 Winds.
I'm Lori Madden, and here are today's top local stories. An ICE officer seen on video shoving a woman to the ground outside of immigration court at 26 Federal Plaza has been relieved of his duties. A Homeland Security spokesperson called the behavior unacceptable and beneath the men and women of ICE. In what could be seen on this tape, the woman and her young daughter desperately tried to cling to the woman's husband, whom federal agents were trying to take into custody. The agents are seen separating the family. New York City officials are addressing the incident.
Democratic mayoral nominee Zohran Mamdani speaking out after a viral video showing an ICE agent prying a New York City family apart.
And after taunting her with a response of adios, adios, that agent threw her to the ground. The kids began to cry, traumatized. And when she was released, she said, "In Ecuador, they beat us there too. I didn't think I'd come here to the United States and the same thing would happen to me."
He says if he's elected New York City mayor, he's vowing to have stronger immigration laws.
"And I will be a mayor who will finally turn the page on this chapter of our city, who not only defends but is proud of our sanctuary city laws."
Mary Lynn Buckley, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM in Flushing, Queens.
Israeli leader Benjamin Netanyahu addressed the United Nations General Assembly today. While Netanyahu spoke inside, protesters amassed outside.
Protesters gathered in Times Square and marched through traffic-clogged streets to the UN.
"The people of New York City do not welcome Netanyahu in our city."
They also directed their anger at the mayor.
"We are here to demand the arrest of Netanyahu. The arrest of Eric Adams and all of these war criminals that allow Netanyahu to walk our streets."
Mayor Adams attended the speech while his opponent Zohran Mamdani issued a statement condemning Netanyahu. Marla Diamond, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM in Midtown.
The NYPD says a man was shot in the foot during a robbery in Inwood early this morning. It happened at West 207th Street just after 4 o'clock. Police say the victim was approached by three men. One pulled a gun and stole his necklace, a bracelet, and wallet. At some point, a shot was fired, hitting the man in the left foot. The suspects fled in a silver Honda Accord. The victim was taken to Harlem Hospital in stable condition. There have been no arrests. The proposed Coney Island Casino is believed to be dead, with a majority of community council committee members opposed. But people who oppose the plan say a recent public hearing featured some questionable supporters.
"All of these people that's getting paid should just go home."
People overheard and had conversations with others who said they were being paid $80 to testify.
"It was very clear who was getting paid. They were coming wearing the same thing or literally going to the corner of the block, picking up a t-shirt, and filling up the line."
Abdullah Akil says there was a van giving out pro-casino t-shirts and scripts. He says people told him, quote, "I don't care about this initiative. I'm getting paid." Nat Towson overheard conversations about planning.
"He was talking to another guy online who was asking him, wait, how do we actually get paid for this? Like, what are we doing? And he said, hey, be quiet. You know, we got to keep this on the low."
He also heard a man instructing two others that they would be paid at Nathan's after their testimony. Mac Rosenberg, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM.
Democrats are calling for a criminal investigation into the release of New Jersey gubernatorial candidate Mikey Sherrill's military records. Sherrill's campaign accused the Trump administration of illegally releasing her records at the request of an operative of her Republican opponent, Jack Cittarelli. The administration did not respond. Cittarelli questioned her military conduct during an interview on Fox News. If you take the B-41 down Flatbush Avenue, you know what a slog that can be. But hopefully things will be speeding up. The Flatbush Avenue redesign begins next week. The goal is to get buses moving faster, since Flatbush Avenue is one of the slowest bus corridors citywide. The Department of Transportation's plan is to include center running bus lanes, space for truck loading, safety enhancements, and more. Two vehicle lanes will be lost. The project's completion date is sometime next year. The New York State Health Department is investigating a possible case of the mosquito-borne virus chikungunya on Long Island, rare for our region. Officials say it was apparently locally transmitted to a person in Nassau County. The New York Times says that case was a 60-year-old woman who lives in the town of Hempstead, but health officials have not released any other details. The virus is usually found in the Caribbean, South America, Southeast Asia, and Africa. Symptoms include fever, joint ache, headache, and they can last for weeks. Careful in Queens, there's something slithering around.
Yeah, I'm glad I didn't come upon it. This 4-foot python in the middle of Woodhaven Boulevard near Myrtle yesterday afternoon. So a guy named Kevin, who works for an animal rescuer, Puppy Kitty NYC, was brave enough to put it in a bag as the search goes on for two other pythons. They were seen slithering back into Forest Park. Megan LeCarrie is the president of Puppy Kitty and says, fear not.
Definitely don't be scared of them. If anyone does see them, either call the Forest Park Rangers, you can call the NYPD. Someone, one of us, hopefully will respond.
She believed someone dumped the snakes here. The python, like all exotic animals, not allowed to have as a pet in New York City. Glenn Schuck, 1010 Winds, 92.3 FM in Queens.
Thanks for listening to the All Local from 1010 Winds. And for the latest news, traffic, and weather, tune to 1010 Winds, visit 1010winds.com, or download the Odyssey app to take us wherever you go.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5.
I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Hi, I'm Nancy Cartwright. You may know me better as the voice of Bart Simpson.
On Simpsons Declassified, we're diving into the mysteries that keep the Simpsons forever young. Have you ever wondered how the Simpsons regularly predicts future events? Who better to ask than the show's creators, performers, and writers? The celebrity guests. Be sure to follow and listen to Simpsons Declassified wherever you get your podcasts.